Greetings, greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is a special recording. The recording date is Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, every day we fight the mentality of the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. Every day we fight the mentality and mindset of the Illuminati Masonic Order. Every day we fight the mentality, the mindset of the synagogue of Satan. Every day we fight the mentality of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, which is warfare and bloodshed and destruction of the human family. We fight against that philosophy that Jesus hates, which is the philosophy of the Nicolaitans, which means destruction of people. We do not like the philosophy of the doctrine of the destruction of people. We want to rise up out of that wicked mentality and rise up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahweh Yehovah, the mind of Allah Illah, the mind of Amen Aminet, the mind of grandfather and grandmother, the mind of Buddha, Krishna, Quetzalcoatl, the mind of Christ, Mayat, which is truth, justice, and righteousness. And as we rise up into that Christ consciousness, we will see that if we're not the 1%, then all of us are the oppressed. And all of us must break down all the barriers that separate us, so that we may, with the consciousness and mind of Christ, fight the oppressor. Break down the barriers of race, class, ethnicity, religion, denomination, ethnic, national origin, all of these false barriers. Break down those barriers, and we will find that we will come together, organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. I am thankful unto the Most High for that beautiful sister, and I pray that the Most High continues to bless her, her endeavors, and bless her family and children. I am thankful unto the Most High for that beautiful sister. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now let us, as Africans, pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father, Creator, and the Most High Mother, Creatress. We give praises to the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. You also hear Abba. put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba for the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In the African Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give praises to our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother, the Almighty Creatress, Mama Holy Spirit. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is chokma in the African Hebrew language. You may find that on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word chokma for wisdom is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case our mother, the Holy Spirit. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Now, if you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother, the feminine, conceives. Only the female conceives. Holy Spirit is feminine. She is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Now that word Ruach is found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word Ruach is the word for spirit. It is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mama Holy Spirit is Illa. That is spelled I-L-L-A-H. That word Illa is not only an African Arabic word, it is also an African Hebrew word. It is feminine. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name, they say, of Allah the Beneficent, the Merciful. But it does not say Bismillah, it says Bismillah. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Bismillah, that is the mother. Now, the words Rahman Rahim are tied to an African Arabic word that is defined as the word for the womb, W-O-M-B. So properly understood, Bismillah Rahman Rahim actually means, in the name of our mother, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Creatress, Mother Holy Spirit, is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, it is my privilege and blessing and honor to greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And, believe it or not, but this day, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Ja, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me are the I, and Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I. For we don't say you and me, we say I and I, because the first I refers to the self, the original self created by the Most High Creator, united with the Most High Father and Mother Creator Creatures, also united with the human family and united with the creation. The second I refers to the human family outside of yourself, also united with Creator Creatress, Father and Mother, and united with creation. All of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, in this divine universe, under the divine Milky Way, on this divine planet that we call Earth, among the divine sun, moon, stars, and planets, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. This is to teach us that Christ desires and has the power to be revealed and manifested within all of our personalities when we understand our divine reality connected with the divine Creator Creatress and the divine creation. Making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ. In this time, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days we would see Christ manifesting within the personality of those that have the mentality to rise up and defend and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Look all over the earth and we see that mentality in Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Oakland, the Occupy movement all over the United States of North America. The same mentality in Africa, in the Middle East. Did you know that sisters and brothers are rising up in Africa, marching in South Africa, marching in various nations in Africa, and the CIA and whatnot are invading and sending in the military and special ops to cut off those true resurrections and uprisings. That the action that went on in Libya, in Gaddafi, when they assassinated Gaddafi, that was to cut off the true uprising. This action going on in Syria by the CIA is to cut off the true uprising of the people. This economic business manipulation going on in Europe, in Spain, in Greece, in Italy, is to cut off the people who are uprising against austerity measures, but it's too late. Christ is here. Christ is rising up the people. Uprising we see in the people is the Christ consciousness manifesting in the personality of the people. This is the day of Christ. We've been praying for the second coming of Christ. If you are Muslim, you've been praying for the return of Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary. You're praying for the return of that same Christ. You're also praying for the Mahdi, that self-guided one that matches the description of John, the forerunner of Christ. All of that is manifesting as we speak. We are looking at John in the people. We're looking at Mahdi in the people. We're looking at Christ in the people, rising up with the mentality to fight this Babylon system, to fight this ruling class and families that have destroyed or attempting to destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Christ is here. John is here. The prophets are here. Mahdi is here to manifest in the people that we may rise up together and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. We are going to go to Matthew. I want to do a special on Sunday school lessons. And then if we have time, we'll go back into Revelation and we're going to talk about current affairs and current events. Look, from Genesis to Revelation is revelation. All of the scriptures and Quran from the first to the last chapter and Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu and Buddhist scriptures, and the whole of the universe are teaching us about the last days. If we study the universe, which is the root of your written scriptures, whether written in Egypt on tombs and places of worship, written on papyrus paper, written in the religious books, Torah, New Testament, written in Quran, written in Bhagavad Gita, all of these are rooted in the universe. The universe teaches us how to analyze this wicked system, understand the truth, understand the falsehood, remove the falsehood away so that we may give a true analysis of this system, so that we may galvanize and come together, that we may work together, break down all the barriers, so that we may do away with such a wicked, parasitic, privatized capitalist system and implement a system of socialized capitalism, communist capitalism, meaning that we do not exploit, but we share the resources with the people with love and respect for Mother Earth, love and respect for creation, love and respect for ecology, love and respect for the human family. No more poverty, no more impoverishment, but true egalitarian system, true agrarian system with love and respect for the human family, love and respect for ecology, showing and manifesting God, Goddess, Father and Mother within our persons. Manifesting Yahweh, Father and Mother within our persons. This is what the universe teaches us. And so in St. Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, we have a Sunday school lesson called Living as God's People. We are attempting to live as the Most High would have us to live. The protest movement, attempting to live as the Most High would have us to live. Living as God's people. Living, not dying. This system of death, hell, and destruction is causing death. We want to do away with such system so that all of us may be able to live as God's people. Those in the ruling class and families do not consider all of the people being worthy of life. But the Most High sees the human family as all being worthy of life. Only the ruling class and families have to be moved aside, and this system has to be destroyed so that we may all partake in life as God would have us to do. So Jesus, giving the Beatitudes, contrasting the wicked system of Caesar and the Roman Empire in that day with the truth coming from the Most High, showing you a righteous government, a righteous kingdom, a righteous system compared to that unrighteous devil system coming out of Caesar and the Roman Empire. And we have that same wicked system today coming out of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. So we preach the Beatitudes to show that same contrast that Jesus, the Messiah, was showing 2,000 years ago. That we want to contrast what Jesus is teaching from that which is coming out of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, those puppeteers, using the puppets, the heads of state, governmental, financial, educational institutions, the system that they have constructed of death, hell, and destruction, where Jesus says, teach the Beatitudes to contrast the real righteous system with a wicked and evil system. I want to pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, special broadcast, Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. Do we want to manifest the image of God, the image and likeness of the Elohim, translated as God in the New, in the Old Testament, but is truly translated the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High God and Goddess, Father and Mother? We want to be the Elohim. We want to be the image and likeness of God. Or are we going to choose to be the image of the beast? This beast system of revelation. This beast system of Caesar. This beast economic system that if you do not have the monies that they say you're supposed to have, that you're not deserving of life. You're not deserving of health and wealth. You're not deserving of freedom, justice, equality, truth, justice, righteousness, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding. If you do not conform to the wicked image of this beast system, then they push you aside, destroy you. We say we are the image of God. We are the likeness of God. We are the image of the Elohim. The Elohim are the children of the Most High. So, St. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus sets in the mountain. We talked about the word set means to take the kingdom, confer it on another. So Jesus is taking the kingdom through his teaching from Caesar and conferring it on the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Jesus opened his mouth, began to teach the people, began to bless the poor in spirit. But theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is immediately attacking Caesar, attacking the teachings of Caesar, attacking the Roman Empire, attacking the high priest, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Herodians, those who have sold out to Caesar, the petty bourgeoisie elites, heads of governmental, financial, educational institutions and whatnot, corporate elites, oligarchs, plutocrats, those sellouts to Caesar of that day. And we say the same to the sellouts today, that we are taking the kingdom from the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and conferring the kingdom on the masses of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Jesus goes on, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We who are mournful over such death and destruction that the system has wrought on the oppressed. Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Mega Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, John Brown, the abolitionists, the true freedom fighters, the true activists, leaders in the human rights, civil rights, black power movements and struggles, all of them and us have been and are mournful because of such destruction that the system is bringing about on the people. Well, we will be comforted because this system is going out. Make no mistake that Christ is the winner. This system is going out. And I am happy to preach the cessation of such wicked system. My mournfulness will be turned to happiness and blessedness. My tears and my sorrow will be turned to great joy to see this system go out and the kingdom of God in heaven manifest here and now. This is what Jesus is talking about. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Look to Caesar. Remember that the devil took Jesus on a high place and showed all the kingdoms to Jesus. And Satan said that he has all the kingdoms in his possession. Jesus didn't argue with Satan.
Because Jesus knew that Satan took the earthly kingdoms because of Caesar and Caesar's empire and Caesar's military and the Roman Empire of Caesar. That was the methodology used by Satan to conquer the earthly kingdoms. And so Jesus didn't argue with him, but Jesus knew that there was a power greater than Caesar, greater than Satan, the power of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother Holy Spirit, known to us as Yahweh. Yahweh is Father and Mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses addresses Yahweh as having the attributes of begetting, that's Father, and conceiving, that's Mother. So Yahweh is scientifically Father and Mother, the self-existent one. To exist is to live. To the self-existent one means the container of life. So Jesus knows the self-container of life. Jesus is well acquainted with Yahweh Father and Yahweh Mother. So Jesus knew that as he stood with Father and Mother Yahweh, that's the power that is greater than Caesar and Satan. So Jesus is able to preach that the meek shall inherit the earth. It's not about fighting for heaven. The fight is over earth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The fight is for earth. Jesus taught that the earth belongs to the meek. We're going to take it from Caesar. We're taking the earth from the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and we shall inherit the earth. This is why Jesus was in such trouble with the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, the high priests, because Jesus is talking about taking the earth from Caesar. And those wicked elites were only in power because Caesar put them in power. And so this is what caused the conflict, because Jesus is teaching the kingdom for the meek, the kingdom for the poor, the kingdom for the oppressed, the earth for the meek, the poor, the oppressed, the wealthy. If you don't change your ways, you're the loser. The ruling class, the elites, if you don't change your ways, you're the loser. Continuing. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That word righteousness in the Hebrew is tzedek, and it means justice and righteousness. Now this is translated into the Greek, and let me hit it right quick. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, 1343 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. In a broad sense, the state of him who is as he ought to be, righteous, the condition acceptable to God. So justice and righteousness is acceptable to the Most High. And the root word, let me hit that root, 1342 on the Greek side, dikaios, it means righteous, observing divine laws. Justice is divine, righteousness is divine. In a wide sense, upright, righteous, virtuous, keeping the commands of God. Jesus is teaching against Caesar. That's righteousness, because Caesar is unrighteous. The system of Caesar is death and destruction. So we're talking about hungering and thirsting after justice and righteousness, equality and freedom. This scripture is so wonderful when we understand, sisters and brothers. For they shall be filled. So Jesus is looking at a time period that the system is done away with. And it is through our unity and our understanding of the teaching of Jesus that we will push this system aside. And Jesus is teaching that day is here, is here. The kingdom of God in heaven is here now, right now, on earth, at hand, around you, among you, and in you. This is why Jesus was in such hot water with Caesar and the Roman Empire and why they executed and assassinated Jesus. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. This system is unmerciful, is wicked. That root word for mercy is 1653 on the Greek side. Eleo, eleo. It means to have mercy on. You see, Caesar had no mercy on the people. Caesar and the Roman Empire only manipulated the people to continue to support death and hell and destruction and bloodshed, support oppression of the oppressed, suppression of the oppressed, all the while killing and taking the land, the wealth, and the resources. If you rose up, Caesar would crush you. The military would crush you. It's the same today. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers controlling the militaries of the major nations of the earth, United States of North America, Israel, Canada, France, Italy, Germany, so on and so forth. They use the militaries to crush the people. They don't have no mercy on the people. These wicked economic implementations crush the poor, crush the oppressed. No mercy. Want to kill everybody and everything and keep it all for the 1%. What Jesus is talking about, blessed are the merciful, which means cursed are they who are not merciful. Everything Jesus is blessing, the opposite is a cursing. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Cursed are they who crush the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Cursed are they that are happy for such a wicked, nasty system. Blessed are the meek. Well, then cursed are those who are not meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. The opposite is a curse on they who do not hunger and do not thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Well, cursed are they who destroy the people with no mercy. I love the Father, and I love the Mother, and I love Jesus. Further on that root word for mercy, to help one afflicted or seeking aid. This is what being merciful means. The oppressed are the afflicted. The oppressed are seeking aid, or they are seeking to be helped. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are they who help the afflicted and aid the afflicted. Another definition, to help the afflicted, just like we just said, to help the afflicted, to bring help to the wretched. That word wretched, meaning those who are totally destroyed and distraught and denigrated and destroyed by the system, to experience mercy. We want the oppressed to experience mercy. It says, for they shall obtain mercy. So sisters and brothers like Harry Belafonte, Danny Glover, Randall Robinson, Omalia Shetella, Elaine Brown, Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, Louis Farrakhan, all of these sisters and brothers, Tynetta Muhammad, Ava Muhammad, Ishmael Muhammad, Diop, Wally Diop, I forget his last name. Wally Diop, I forget his last name. Those sisters and brothers who are a part of the African People's Socialist Party. Those sisters and brothers who are a part of the Nation of Islam. Those who are part of those that are with Harry Belafonte, Danny Glover, Randall Robinson. Those who are with Solomon Commission, who are with the Wall Street occupiers. Those sisters and brothers who are protesting all over the earth. These are they who are merciful, who want to see the oppressed obtain mercy. Well, I declare like Jesus that these are they who shall obtain mercy. And let me hit that word obtain, because I'm looking at two different thought processes in my brain. Shall obtain mercy. Let me hit that word, obtain mercy. Did I hit that already? Yes, that's what I was talking about. We who are merciful, we who strive for mercy, we who strive to help the needy and the oppressed and deliver the oppressed, we shall obtain our goal. We shall be successful. This is what Jesus is saying. Verse number 8, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Sisters and brothers, the politicians are not pure in heart. They shall not see God because they can't see God. When they look at the suffering masses of the people, they don't see God. They are not trying to see God. They're only pleasing the modern day Caesars, the modern day Roman Empire. But we who are pure in heart, we who really love the human family, we who love the oppressed, we see God in the oppressed. We see the Father and the Mother Holy Spirit in the oppressed. Do you know that in Africa there were laws, and in the African Hebrew Israelite nation, there were laws against destruction of your sister and your brother, because you could not work to destroy your sister and brother, because you knew that God, the Father and the Mother, are in your sister and brother. Blessed are the pure in heart. Let me go ahead and hit that word pure. 2513 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means clean. Your heart is clean. It means pure. It means physically clean and pure. It means purified by fire. You see, fire not only destroys, but fire purifies. So the fire destroys wickedness, destroys that which cannot stand up to the fire. And wickedness must be destroyed and done away with. This wicked system must be destroyed and done away with. That is kataros. Kataros. 2513 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. So this Holy Ghost fire, you know, fire has been associated with the Holy Spirit. And so this fire is destroying that which is unclean and filthy and nasty and impure. Destroying a wicked mentality. Destroying this wicked system, this Holy Ghost fire. And at the same time, this fire from the Holy Spirit, Mama Holy Spirit, is purifying us. Purifying our spirits, our minds, our souls, our physical bodies. And it is said that the fire will destroy the impurities of the earth. The earth isn't going anywhere, but spiritually, that Holy Ghost fire will destroy this wicked system of destruction. And so, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are they who have experienced this Holy Ghost fire in the heart. Because since we are clean and pure of spirit, mind, heart, and soul, we are able to see God in the people. How can you hate your brother and your sister who you see every day and then love God whom you've never seen? Because that impure mind and heart is not able to see that when you see your brother and your sister, you're looking at God. You're looking at the Father. You're looking at Mother, the Mother Holy Spirit. You're looking at Yahweh. You're looking at Allah. You're looking at Illah. You're looking at God in the flesh. When we purify our hearts, we are able to see that reality. Blessed are the peacemakers. 1518. Ere Nepoios, peacemaker. Pacific, loving peace. We who love peace, we are blessed. But let's go to the root of those word, of that word. The root is found in 1515. Eirene, it means the state of national tranquility. Look at your nation. Look at the unrest and chaos and hell and destruction. Well, peace, a peacemaker And this word is a feminine noun. So woman, you represent peace. A peacemaker seeks tranquility, not false tranquility, but a tranquility based on the cessation of death, hell, and destruction. The next definition here means exemption from the rage and havoc of war. Well, there you go. We are supposed to get up, go out, put up resistance to warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, and through our unity, push aside such a wicked system, and our nation will be truly tranquil. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.